flag of Dominican Republic. Please.
Thank you, sir. I would like you to please yield. I would like to yield because I was going to speak on behalf of the G77 on paragraphs 6 through 17, and I understand that this is not the time to do that. Is that right, sir?
It's not. Yes, Dominican Republic.
Thank you, sir. In that case, I will yield, but please allow the chief of my delegation, Vice Minister Peña, to address a matter that is current. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your understanding, Dominican Republic. When we come to that item, please put up your flag. Something topic, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. La delegación de República Dominicana quisiera coincidir totalmente con la propuesta hecha por la delegación de Estados Unidos y de paso agradecer la oferta de ofrecerse a presidir el e-group que manejaría todo lo relativo a Animal Feed. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Dominican Republic. I recognize the flag of Senegal. Senegal, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Aujourd'hui, l'industrie alimentaire, selon la chaîne de production agroalimentaire, utilise de puissants anabolisants, des composés alimentaires pour des croissances extrêmes qui scientifiquement ne sont pas sans conséquence sur la santé de l'homme, c'est-à-dire la santé du consommateur. Cette même chaîne agroalimentaire essaie autant que faire se peut de réduire le temps de croissance des animaux qu'ils élèvent pour avoir de meilleurs rendements, et tout cela constitue aujourd'hui des préoccupations avec les nouvelles maladies que connaissent les pays en développement qui n'ont pas toujours la capacité de contrôler la qualité intrinsèque de ces aliments. En conséquence, le Sénégal plaide en faveur et soutient de manière énergique la création de ce groupe de travail électronique dont l'objectif est de travailler sur la nature et la qualité de l'alimentation animale afin de mieux sauvegarder la santé du consommateur humain pour lequel nous sommes ici aujourd'hui. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Senegal. I recognize the flag of Sudan. Sudan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أولا أتقدم للسيد مستر بن ونهنيه باسم وفد السودان لتقليدكم رئاسة هذه الجلسة وأنت تمثل المجموعة الأفريقية في المكتب. أولاً نشكر مجموعة العمل على هذا التقرير والجهد الكبير الذي قامت به المجموعة فيما يختص هذا الأمر الهام والذي يعنى بتأمين الغذاء السليم for animals الحيوانات. نرى أنه من الضرورة عدم تأجيل إنفاذ الموجات التي خرجت بها هذه مجموعة العمل وهي موجهات وهي برامج صارمة بغرض حماية الحيوان من التغذية التي تؤدي إلى كثير من المخاطر. السودان واحد من الدول التي تعنى عناية كبيرة بتأمين غذاء سليم. ونؤكد أيضا أن هنالك عديد من البرامج الإقليمية والقارية والتي بالضرورة أن تقوم لجان الكودكس باستيعابها واستصحابها في هذا الأمر. فتحليل المخاطر بالضرورة هي حماية للدول من بعض المخاطر هم مثل جنون البقر ومثل الأغذية التي تعدل وراثيا. نشكر الإخوة في لجنة العمل ونتمنى أن تقوم الكودكس بتبني هذه المواجهات ومتابعة إنفاذها بغرض تحقيق هذا القرض من حماية الحيوان والإنسان من مخاطر الأغذية غير السليمة. وشكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Sudan, for keeping within your time. I recognize the of Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيادة الرئيس. إنه في ضوء تقرير مجموعة العمل الإلكترونية برئاسة كل من الدنمارك والمكسيك والمعايير الستة المقترحة بشأن العمل المستقبلي لفريق المهام الحكومي الدولي المعني بالعلائق الحيوانية، فإن مصر توصي بالآتي: دراسة النقاط المتعلقة بالأعلاف الحيوانية والتي تدخل في دائرة اختصاص الأجهزة الفرعية لهيئة الدستور الغذائي الكودكس، وإدخال التعديلات اللازمة عليها في ضوء نتائج الدراسات التي ستتم في هذا الخصوص على المدونات والتوجيهات وكود الممارسات ذات الصلة والصادرة في هذا الشأن. إنشاء فريق مهام دولي للعلائق الحيوانية يختص بدراسة الموضوعات ذات الصلة والتي يصعب إدراجها ضمن اختصاصات الأجهزة الفرعية لهيئة الدستور الغذائي، على أن يتم تحديد تلك الموضوعات بدقة وفترة زمنية لازمة لانتهاء منها، والتنسيق والتعاون مع المنظمات الدولية ذات الصلة من المنظمة العالمية لصحة الحيوان، الاتحاد الدولي لصناعة العلف، الاتفاقية الدولية لوقاية النبات. كما أرجو أيضا أن تتضمن دراسة المخاطر فيما يختص تحليل ملوثات في الأعلاف ذات الأصل الحيواني، المركبات العضوية الثابتة ومنها الديوكسين. ونظرا لصعوبة إجراء هذه التحاليل في الدول النامية بصفة عامة، فإننا نطلب المعونة الفنية لذلك. وشكرا.
The speaker was indeed fast, but the translation was perfect. Thank you very much. I now recognize Mexico. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. México quiere apoyar la postura expresada por Estados Unidos. Creemos que esa es la forma de seguir y agradece que hayan ofrecido copresidir este grupo de trabajo. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mexico. I recognize Thailand, please. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand believes that it is useful that item 1, 2, and 3 be completed first before we make a decision on the work items 4, 5, and 6 and the establishment of the task force. We also support the U.S. proposal to assign the work on item 1, 2, and 3 to the electronic working group to report back to the next session of the commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thailand. I recognize the flag of Jamaica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jamaica would like to support the position advanced by the United States of America and would also like to be a part of the electronic working group on animal feed. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamaica. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates. Malaysia written comment is in Elinom 09329C, page 11. Malaysia agrees with the scope and term of reference of future work on animal feeding. With regards to the mechanism to carry out this work, it is without doubt that the ad hoc task force on animal feeding comprising the expert on animal feed is the most competent to carry out the work related to item 4, 5 and 6. To make efficient use of this expertise on animal feed, the ad hoc task force on animal feed should also address work related to item 1, 2 and 3. The outcome of the work of the ad hoc task force related to item 1, 2 and 3 should be submitted to the relevant Codex Committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. في البداية لابد من شكر كل من الدنمارك والمكسيك لقيادة مجموعة العمل الإلكترونية الخاصة بعلاف الحيوانات، ونؤيد المقترح التوصيات الثلاث الأولى في تقرير العمل الإلكتروني، وذلك من خلال عمل تحليل للفجوات الموجودة في وثائق الدستور الغذائي المعنية بالعلاف، وكذلك إعطاء فرصة للحكومات لتطبيق الدليل أو التوجيهات الخاصة بأعلاف الحيوانات التي اعتمدته الهيئة في عام 2004، ومن ثم إذا كان هناك في نواقص في هذه الوثائق ينظر فيها من خلال أجهزة الدستور المعنية بأعلاف الحيوانات. وشكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia support the USA proposal and will join to electronic working group. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Indonesia. Brazil, please. Brazil, you have the floor.
Gracias, señor presidente. Brasil también desea felicitar a los coordinadores del grupo de trabajo electrónico por el trabajo hecho y considera que es necesario seguir con el trabajo señalado en los puntos 1, 2 y 3 del informe, como ya mencionado. Brasil apoya que este trabajo sea realizado por un nuevo grupo de trabajo, como ha propuesto la delegación de Estados Unidos, en un primer momento. En una segunda etapa, se podría analizar la necesidad o no de la creación de un grupo de acción intergubernamental. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Brazil. Now the flag of Argentina. Argentina, please.
Señor presidente, Argentina considera que se debe seguir avanzando sobre este tema, apoya los puntos 1, 2 y 3, y tal como ha señalado Brasil, creemos que en un inicio el trabajo puede empezar a través del establecimiento de un grupo de trabajo y una vez que se terminen de perfilar las acciones concretas que tiene que llevar a cabo, si es necesario, sería prudente volver a convocar a la Task Force. Por el momento entendemos que el grupo de trabajo puede empezar a trabajar sobre estos temas. Gracias.
I recognize the flag of China. China, please.
谢谢主席先生，中国代表团支持美国代表团的建议，同时，中国代表团赞赏并祝贺由丹麦、墨西哥两国主持的电子工作组所做的工作，中国今后也愿意参加电子工作组的相关工作，谢谢。
Thank you very much, China. I recognize the flag of Costa Rica. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica considera que con el propósito de avanzar en el tema de la buena alimentación animal, apoya lo sugerido por Estados Unidos.
Excuse me. Could you please get started? We are not picking you at the beginning. Could you please? Okay, thank you.
Gracias, señor presidente. Estaba manifestando que Costa Rica considera que lo sugerido por Estados Unidos en relación con avanzar las tres primeras recomendaciones, a saber, examinar textos existentes del COEC, sería la mejor forma y, por tanto, nos sumamos a esta petición. Sin embargo, un punto adicional que quisiéramos resaltar es si realmente este trabajo sería establecido en los idiomas oficiales del COEC. Muchas gracias.
I recognize the flag of Australia. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Australia also supports the proposition of the United States. We believe that the most inclusive, effective and efficient way of progressing work on this subject is initially through electronic working group. We also believe that if there is a need for a task force to be formed as a consequence of this electronic working group's deliberations, that they will then have the sufficient time to also provide a very clear terms of reference in which that task force would operate. So we think this is the best way forward.
Thank you, Australia. I recognize flag of Finland. Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Finland would like to support the views expressed by several delegations like DC, Egypt, Senegal and Malaysia that all the six tasks expressed by the electronic working group should be taken on board in the future work. However, we would consider it appropriate to first study the task numbers 1, 2 and 3 and report them back to this commission. And then undertake the latter three tasks, numbers 4, 5, and 6. Thank you.
New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me also join the others by thanking Denmark and Mexico for their leadership and management of this electronic working group. Like many others, we think the work identified in respect of 1, 2, and 3 are indeed important and should be considered before we get down the track of determining whether there is a need for a new task force to address some of the additional items of work. Our belief is that the workload of many of the existing committees is already considerable, and if this work relating to proposals 1, 2, and 3 is to be carried out, it is probably appropriate to look at a working group of some sort, electronic working group, And how this is managed is obviously a matter for discussion by the commission. But we would favor a work that is focused and specific as suggested and under the proposals 1, 2, and 3. And we leave the question of establishment of a task force for subsequent consideration. But we want to reiterate this is obviously an area of significant interest and important, and I think this initial step would be a useful way to start this ball rolling. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. وفد المملكة العربية السعودية يؤيد مقترح الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية بشأن تكوين فريق عمل إلكتروني لمناقشة هذه المواضيع. شكرا.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to congratulate the Electronic Working Group. Nigeria is concerned about the use of chemical substances in promoting and accelerating the growth of animals and the risks that are involved. In as much as it is needed to meet the food demand of the world through the world growing population, we are concerned about the risk involved. And therefore, it is important, therefore, to enhance and evaluate the risk involved in all these, in the use of these chemicals. We, therefore, want to support that the work that has been stated by the working groups need to be carried out. We, Nigeria, therefore supports the proposal of USA, and we also want to be part of this working electronic group when you are considering this all the proposals that have been set forward because of the great demand for animal protein in the developing country, including Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nigeria. I don't see any more flags. Recognize the flag of IFAH. Sorry? I beg your pardon, IFIF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To co-see to participate in the Electronic Working Group on Animal Feed this past year and wishes to congratulate. Chairman, can you hear me, sir? Thank you. IFI thanks the Codex Commission for the opportunity to participate in the Electronic Working Group. Chairman, please excuse me for the delay. I'll start again and speak slowly. IFIF wishes to thank the Codex Commission for the opportunity to participate in the Electronic Working Group on Animal Feed this past year and wishes to congratulate Denmark and co-host Mexico for drawing together six key terms of reference that fully reflect the industry's concerns and are supported by IFIF. We agree with the discussion this morning, and in particular with New Zealand, which proposes dealing with the first three terms of reference separately and through a working group in advance of dealing with terms of reference 4, 5, and 6. Based on information brought forward by a second electronic working group, the three remaining references can be dealt with in a timely and informed manner. Our industry fully supports the work of Codex Commission in the area of feed, particularly where terms of reference are tightly defined and the time period for work is clearly established from the outset. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity to put our industry's views.
Thank you very much, IFIF, for your comments. I don't see any more flags. The summing up from here is that there is support for work in the area of animal feeding. We only differ in how that work should be carried out. There are two proposals on the floor for further review and discussion. One is the establishment of a task force to undertake this work. The other proposal is for a working group, which working group will consider items 1, item 2, and item 3 as proposed by the former electronic working group. That is the second proposal. A question has, and I would like to probably put it back to you, of whether, if we agree to the working group, the electronic working group, whether all languages of Codex will be taken into account. That is one consideration that we need to agree on. We have received the kind agreement of the USA to host this working group. But the issue remains about whether all Codex languages will be applicable for the working group. So we need to focus the few minutes we have before lunch on the mechanism under which we shall undertake this work, and also the clarification from one of the members about the language. Can we have further discussions focused on those areas? I recognize the flag of Sweden, speaking on behalf of the European community. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You took the words out of my mouth. In the spirit of compromise and in the sense that work is still going forward, we can go along with what you call the second proposal, that is to have an electronic working group and looking at the subjects 1, 2, and 3, and reporting back to the Codex Alimentarius Commission next year. But just a question for clarification, because we understood that this electronic working group would be co-hosted by the U.S. but still hosted by Denmark. So could you clarify that? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sweden, speaking on behalf of the European community, and thank you very much for the compromise position. I think this is what we'd like to see within the Codex process. So there are some clarifications, and if we could clarify that, we should be able to reach a position which is agreeable to this commission. The proposal was made initially by United States. United States, please.
Thank you. Yes, I believe the understanding was that we would be co-hosting with Denmark. We understood that they had made that proposal. And I believe that the previous working group was conducted in three languages, and I think we would continue that. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Can I ask Secretariat for clarification on that issue? Secretariat, please. Use of languages for the working group.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. U.S. is correct. The previous electronic working group was working in three languages, English, French, and Spanish, and was co-hosted by Denmark, and co-chaired by Mexico. Thank you.
Denmark, please.
Just a clarification. I want to confirm that Denmark is prepared to host this electronic working group, and that, of course, if the member states supports it, and that we are looking forward to do this together with the United States if decided. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. I think I want to propose the way forward from your submission. One is that the Commission has agreed that there is need for work in the area of animal feeding. That one we have agreed. We have also agreed that an electronic working group would be established, hosted by Denmark and co-hosted by United States, and will be working in the three languages of English, French, and Spanish. The terms of reference for this working group will be essentially to look at the first three terms of reference that the former electronic working group discussed, namely, review of existing codex risk analysis principles as to their applicability to animal feed. The second is to review of codex texts on emergency situation and exchange of information on rejected food as to their applicability to animal feed. The third is the review of the Codex Code of Practice for sources directed measures to reduce contamination of food with chemicals as to their applicability to feed. That forms the first part of the terms of reference. The second area for this electronic working group would be to look at the other four remaining terms of reference and propose a mechanism of how these items will be addressed. The working group finally should produce a report for consideration by the next Commission meeting. Is that summary agreeable to the Commission? Sudan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس على اتاحه الفرصه مره ثانيه. حقيقه أنا السودان يرحب بهذا الطرح وهذا العرض الممتاز لبقره وضع المعالم الرئيسيه لاحتواء مخاطر الاغذيه المتداخله عبر علف الحيوان. والسودان بما لديه من خبره في مجال الانتاج الحيواني والثروه الحيوانيه وما يتمثل من ثروة حيوانية ضخمة يطلب الانضمام إلى فريق العمل بغرض إثراء النقاش وبغرض تقديم مساهمات كبيرة في هذا المجال وأشكر جزيلا.
Sudan, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity. All electronic working groups are open to all members of the Commission. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We agree with your proposition, and we also wish to thank the past working group for the good work they have done, and we also commend the new working group that will be hosted by Germany and co-hosted by the United States. Thank you.
I've got you clearly. It is by Denmark.
Hosted by the United States.
Thank you very much, Tanzania. I think we have an agreement. The only extra information that I would like to give from the head table is that the kickoff message for this electronic working group should be as soon as possible. And I'm advised that we should aim at producing the first report by January 2010, so that this report, like we did in the other report, can go for comments to other member states. Thank you very much for your understanding and for the cooperation for this agenda item. I would like now to pass on to the mic to the Secretariat, because we are at lunchtime. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just to recall that there is a number of side events of which you have received invitations. There's just one being passed out now, a side event on International Food Safety Authorities Network, InfoSAN, taking place in this plenary hall from 12:45 to 1:45. Then the side event supporting the implementation of Codex standards through collaboration with stakeholders in the livestock sector will be taking place in the Austria room on from 12:45 to 1:45. And last but not least, the informal meeting of chairs will take place in the Canada room from 12:45 to 1:45, and we reconvene here at 2:30 p.m. Thank you. 2:30.